Welcome to the International Falls Age to Age History Walks. These walking history tours combine documented facts with remembrances of local residents. They were created as part of the Age to Age program of the Northland Foundation and dedicated to bringing generations together to enhance their communities through a variety of projects. Drive to the football stadium, 1263 3rd Street.
A football stadium was built in the 1930s at 1263 3rd Street. The concrete facade was created at the Walker Art Gallery in Minneapolis before being installed on the south wall. The stadium, still in active use, houses locker rooms under the stands.
Now drive to 8th Street Rink, 8th Street between 13th and 14th Avenue.
Extracurricular activities have included baseball and other sports since the early 1900s. Hockey gained a reputation for the community when the Falls High School team won state tournaments. The training grounds were local outdoor rinks, such as the 8th Street Rink between 13th and 14th Avenue and behind the band shell. An indoor arena was not built until the late 1960s. Before then, athletes and fans trudged across the International Bridge to play extramural games in the Fort Francis, Ontario facility. Generations remember being told to go out and play. Parents were seldom involved. Kids were to be home by the time the mill blew its 10 p.m. whistle. Informal activities included pickup games of kickball, baseball, skating, playing music, biking, boating, fishing, camping, board games, and even swimming over to Canada across the Rainy River. Reportedly, teens in the 1920s and 30s met Canadian kids in the middle of the river.
Now drive to the Falls Schools, 1515 11th Street.
A new high school was opened in the early 1960s at 1515 11th Street, and Falls Elementary was added to that campus in the 1980s. Today, this campus holds all the schools in the Falls District, Falls High and Falls Elementary. Many children were bused from outlying areas and remember the cold walk to bus stops. Island dwellers and country children sometimes took room and board during the week with townspeople.
Now drive to the Old Holler Elementary at 1919 Main Avenue.
Other schools included Holler Elementary School in South Falls at 1919 Main Avenue, South International Falls, with its coal-fired heating plant. The school closed in the mid-2000s and is the current home of Shannon's Incorporated. The Rainier School, with its spiral fire escape and outdoor toilets, was used until the 1950s.
Now drive to the airport at 3214 2nd Avenue East.
You might look up and see an airplane. Planes have been seen in these skies since at least the 1920s, when a World War I barnstormer took locals up in his biplane and then later failed to survive a crash near the current National Park headquarters. Other crashes remembered are on Rainy Lake, though private planes were scarce until the 1950s, when fly-in services became popular. Local carriers still bring anglers to remote fishing camps in summer months. The International Falls Airport now handles both private and commercial traffic. A series of carriers has served the community, from the Grey Goose of North Central Airlines to Mesaba, Northwest, and Delta. Private international flights like to touch down here. The international airport sees movie stars and foreign politicians. When Minnesota-born Vice President Walter Mondale was in office, Air Force Two used to land here frequently.
Next drive to the city beach, past Rainier, at 3405 County Road 20.
Playgrounds are dotted throughout town. These were staffed in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. During the short summers, youth at least 8 years old gathered at their local playground and hopped aboard a school bus to head to the International Falls City Beach near Rainier, east of town on Rainy Lake. City Beach was also the venue of the annual Minnesota and Ontario Paper Company Summer Employee Picnic, complete with three-legged races.
If you are feeling really adventurous, drive to Thunderbird Lodge, 2170 County Road 20, Island View Lodge, 1817 Minnesota Highway 11, or Shay Shay Resort, 1664 Minnesota Highway 11, the end of the road.
Other restaurants in the area were located on the outskirts or in Rainier, and on Rainy Lake, where resort kitchens have for decades served both vacationers and locals. These include Shay Shay Resort, Thunderbird Lodge, and Island View Lodge.